WTF, we're doing a podcast. I'm Nikki.
And I'm Michelle. This is 50. Welcome to What the 50. Join us on our continued journey to simplify our lives.
We will seek the answers from the experts and offer tips, tools, and techniques to live your life with confidence and joy. Are we ready?
Let's go.
Hi, Auntie Noshi.
Hello.
Hi, girls.
Welcome to our podcast.
Thank you.
We're really happy to have you on today. We've been talking about you for some time. We've been wanting to have you on for various reasons, but then we settled on one topic eventually because you have so many hats. You know, we're like, what do we do with Auntie Noshi when she comes on? And so we just narrowed it down to today's topic. And Nikki's going to tell us about today's topic, which is?
Well, first of all, Auntie Noshi, or Anushka May Walton Bunting.
Mm-hmm. All of that.
Is actually a teacher at our son's school.
Right.
And I should say one of the favorite teachers, right? And I think she has a general insight into teenagers differently than what we as parents have. So we thought it'd be interesting to see what really is going on in their heads. Because I know that she has a, let's say, an inside link to them. What you think?
I just think it's just, Auntie Noshi, just your personality. You rap with them really well and they identify with you really, really well, because I just don't think they see you as our teacher, Mrs. Bunting. Does anybody even call you Mrs. Bunting?
No, really.
Well, she's cool.
She's
too,
a
right?
cool teacher.
Which teacher cool, do you know has worked at MTV
Tempo?
No.
Which teacher rides in on a yellow bike?
A Vespa,
right?
A Vespa.
I didn't know it was a Vespa.
Yeah.
But I met Auntie Noshi in 2006 when I was pregnant with Zach. I don't know if you remember that, Auntie Noshi. That's when we met. Yep.
And you're putting her on the spot now.
I was pregnant with Zach. And I'm telling you how this is really amazing for me, because we met in 2006 when I was pregnant with Zach. I can't remember if you had MTV Tempo at the time or you had just left. I can't remember. But a few years later, Auntie Noshi was Zachary's football coach.
I know.
And then a few years later, Auntie Noshi is Zachary's homeroom teacher and has been Zachary's homeroom teacher since first form.
Wow.
And he's now in fifth form. You didn't request you every year, Auntie Noshi?
They
because
do.
Because I pray in August. I hope Auntie Noshi's a form room teacher.
But I think they travel with them in from first form up, usually.
Not everybody travels. Not everyone travels. Yeah. But I've been lucky. I have requested them and they have requested me.
No, we have been lucky, Auntie Noshi. We have been lucky to have you from first form. You have literally seen them transition these little kids coming out of prep school, and they're now, you're going to ball next year, you know that? You're
gonna I think about them graduate. Every morning, how much I'm going to cry. I don't want to talk about it because it's very emotional for me.
Yes, I know. Yes.
Yeah.
Just imagine.
But anyhow, yeah. I think you need to tell us a little bit how you went from MTV Tempo, and was it Capitol Records as well?
Atlantic Records.
To teaching
drama.
I know. That's a big story. It's a very crazy story. When I started at Hillel, I was a substitute teacher. I just came in as a sub in September. I was on a break from, I think it was MTV Tempo or Atlanta. I don't remember which one it was, but I was on a break. And my ex-sister-in-law asked her to do it because she's in theater as well, Malin Lowe. And she was like, oh my gosh, they've asked me to come in and sub. Can you do it for me? Because I don't have the time. I don't know what she was doing at the time. And I'm like, what? Teach drama to high school kids? Are you crazy? I'm like just out of high school myself. So I must have been like 21 or 22. I don't remember. But I had already gotten my degrees in film, in theater, in musical theater. I had taught before in New York. So I kind of, you know, I knew and I understood what the project was. And I said, you know, let me go do an interview. Did the interview. I was like, I'm going to do the interview. I don't think they're going to take me. I mean, Oh gosh, do they even know what they're doing? Did the interview with Mrs. Purdom, and Mr. Bennett was the principal at the time. And before I even finished, they're like, okay, we don't need to finish this. You are gonna sub for us. And that was in 2002 or 2000, yeah, 2002, I think, or 2003, end of 2002. And I just went in for 3 months to go
And here
back.
you
And
are.
so here I am. You know, I commuted for 5 years while teaching at Hillel because the contract that I had, I was hired out of New York, out of Jamaica. So they had to fly me to New York or to the different places. So they flew me to New York. I spent 3 days in New York. Hillel only needed me for 2 days because at the time we only had two days. We only taught grade 7 to grade 9 theater. And so I'd fly home and teach for 2 days and then fly back to New York. And I
Wow.
did that
Every
for
week.
about every week.
Oh my
Wow.
gosh.
Every
Talk
week.
about ear mouths. I
Listen. And I was tired,
can just
top
imagine.
down. And
Wow.
Hillel just got more and more demanding. And it was clear that there was nobody else coming. I mean, this was no longer a sub. I was still part-time, but it was no longer a substitute. I was it.
Right.
And I mean, from day one, I just had an amazing relationship with these kids. And I think because I remember what high school was for me, you know, I didn't have a me. I wanted a me. So that was really what fueled everything, and that's how it started.
But you just hit the nail on the head there. You said you never had an Auntie Nushi when you were
Yeah.
in high school. And I truly believe, as a parent at Hillel, my son is your student. I really think that you are, and I mean, using the words like amazing and incredible and exceptional. Those words really don't sum it up for me because you're beyond all of that. You have so many different personalities to deal with in a day, but you're able to find that little thing that makes you connect with the students, that you literally yank the greatness out of them because you don't joke. I've heard you before. You don't joke. So they may see you and think, oh, Auntie No, she's cool. She's cool. But you're still demanding the best out of them and you get it. So what is it that you do on a day-to-day basis? Because dealing with kids nowadays is really different from when you were in high school. So what do you do every single day? And you're a parent as well, but with a different hat right now, as a teacher hat, what do you do every day when you go to school that allows you to create that bond with your students? And I mean, if the bond with your parents is a different kind of bond, and you have that too. But what do you do on a daily basis to create that bond with your students? Because you do it so well.
So I could tell you a few things that I think. Number one, with my kids, I think it's my dressing. That's number one, right? I mean, they love it. It's always like, you know, kids just love fashion and them love to see the sneakers that you're wearing every day and the different outfits. And so that's the first thing I hear from everybody. Oh my gosh, Auntie Nushi, what are you wearing today? Oh my gosh, what are you? And so I think they connect on that level, which is superficial, but it's still, you know, the kids love that. They love to see that you don't just dress in your stockings and your high heel shoes like what an old time teacher would dress like. You know, we're cool, and I put like a blue in my hair, and that wasn't allowed when I just started Hillel. But somehow, you know, and I'm creative. I'm in the theater department, the visual art department, so it's a little more relaxed for us. But what I think is helps me to connect with them mostly is I still feel like I'm their age. Like, I really feel like
Auntie
I
Nushi don't
connect.
look much older than them, though. Can I tell you?
I connect with them on that level. I honestly can take myself back to Campion Fifth Form
Yay, ready
when,
to
you know, times were hard and I just didn't have that person. There are things that I wanted and couldn't get because afraid to talk to my mother and afraid to talk to my father. And I had three older brothers who would literally thump me down if I said to them that I wanted to have a boyfriend, or God forbid, I want to go to the movies with a boy. You know, that was just a no-no. And we have parents now that are like that. They're not open. They don't even want to hear it. But honestly, parents, like, get realistic. We need to be realistic, okay? Times have changed. And when you don't listen to your kids is when it gets worse. So I kind of create that safe space. The drama room, my classroom that has been, it's my room for the last 20 years. I've now taken out my couches out of my house and put in there. It's so comfortable. They can come, we can, I'm playing the music, I set the mood. So they can just relax and they can talk. And honestly, they can tell me anything. Unless they are in danger, I am not gonna say anything to anybody. If they are not in danger, and I say it to them, if you're in danger, I'm gonna tell your parents or I'm gonna go to the guidance counselor. If not, then your secret is safe with me. It's up to you. And luckily, the big ones now, they're now pretty much, they're young adults. They're 16, 17. So they're a lot easier to deal with now than it was in grade 7. There are a lot more issues in grade 7 than I have now. And also because maybe I know them and I've grown with them. But it's really just being me, and I'm not judgmental. If it's one thing I know, I am not judgmental at all. When it comes to anything, I'm very open and I'll never condemn them. They'll never feel like I'm questioning. No. So it's just showing up as you. And I guess parents show up as themselves, but we also need to look at ourselves and, check ourselves sometimes to say, boy, we kind of have to grow with the times, and
Of
I'm
course, of
hoping.
And we have to, and as parents, we can't put our hopes and dreams on our children.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly. And I see it with me, because I was not an A student at Campion. I struggled hard at Campion. Yesterday, Zen got 89% in his exam. And I was like, are we are going that, brother?
And
And
for
he's
the
6.
purpose and the purpose of our audience, can you tell us how old Zen is, please?
He's 6 years old, but he's studying femur, cerebellum, cerebrum, which I didn't remember what those things represented or meant until I'm re doing it with him. But when I see this 89, I'm like, oh, no. We do not get 89, sir. And my head of department had to say to me, check yourself. We are not that parent. We're not going to be those parents. And I was like, but it's 89. He's in grade 2. Like, that's not okay. And he says, it's okay. So, you know what I mean? And so, me now have to look at myself. I can't be the cool teacher and not the cool parent. So I then have
Got
to
to switch
apologize
hats.
to them. Yeah. You have to maintain and be know that, boy, what I bring today is what I bring today. And I knew that he did his best, and so that's your best.
Right.
So
And you can't ask
it's
for more
hard.
than that, can you?
Exactly. Exactly.
So you say you've been teaching for 20 years, which is really hard to
Yeah,
believe.
because you don't look much older than 20, Auntie Noshi.
But tell us, how have the teenagers changed in those 20 years?
So the biggest change that I've seen is this whole identifying as. That's the biggest thing that I've seen in
Pronouns.
children now. Being open, and it's changed for everybody, it's not just changed for the kids, it's changed for the parents, it's changed for the teachers. It is being the for the kids being open to all of this change. So you have the kids who are changing, you have the kids who are not changing. But to see those children embracing how people want to be is amazing. That is the change that I'm seeing in the kids, that they are able to embrace whatever change comes about, right? And as long as you know to stay in your lane, I will accept whatever you want to be, do. And it's amazing to see it coming from grade 7 when you hear the answer, talk to them, and then to then having discussions, and we're like really having serious discussions because the world is changing, and it's very hard for some of us. And I speak about myself too because, I come from a very doctrinal, strict family, but there's no change. I couldn't shave my legs. I couldn't wear nail polish. I couldn't get a second piercing. I couldn't even wear pants. So for me, it's big. Even for me to the dancing, my father was like, you're not going dancing as Miss. Because I don't know who you going to mix up with. However, I'm dancing and that's my world, right? I'm with everybody. We love everybody. So I think the change is seeing our kids just love, you know? And I don't know if it is Hillel and we're in a bubble. So I'm just seeing the Hillel bubble with love. And I'm not saying we don't have our issues with people being rude and rough and bullying, and every school has all of that. So I see all of that. But the general change I see in them is the deep love that they have for people and just for the human being, just for that person. I see that. I see my boys growing a lot faster than my girls.
Really? It's usually
Wow.
the other way around.
No. So the girls take a big jump from grade 7 to grade 9. Yeah. They grow quickly and pass the boys. But as the boys get older, boy, I will tell you, my grade 11s, they've taken it. My upper school kids, because I can't just speak for grade 11, because Kaylin is 13. However, Kaylin has always been an old soul, so he's always been older than his age, and a lot more responsible than his age group going up. I mean, maybe your experience with Kaylin is different than mine, but yeah, I'm seeing so many responsible young men, which speaks to you women as parents, as boy mommies, because when I just got to Hillel, the respect for girls, it wasn't what it is now. It's not what it wasn't what I'm seeing now. I'm seeing like
That's good. That's
seeing my
great. That's
kids.
actually great news.
I love to hear
Yeah.
that.
Yeah. And this is the upper school, right? For the lower school, they're still trying to
Still
find
mature, they're still
themselves.
maturing.
And they're coming
A
under
lot.
COVID too, where they didn't
They
have
were
any
interacting.
interaction.
Yes.
Exactly. But I can easily say that my grade 10 and 11 boys are learning to be I say Renaissance men, because they're dancing, they're singing, and they're boys. They're like boys, you know? But nothing makes them shy away. Like, I just
I love
dance.
that.
I
I
love that.
really love that.
Yeah. You see all my dances and the boys are in it. And it's a cool football of them. That, the jocks, who you would call jocks, the hot boys that have nice body and, the girl them love them off, they're the ones dancing and they're doing partnering. And you don't ever you don't you, you're not usually seeing that. You don't see that normally.
I
And so
absolutely
they,
love that.
yeah, it's a maturity that I believe our curriculum demands. I
That's
think,
amazing. Yes,
yeah.
inclusivity.
Well,
Yeah, I love that.
I tell you the story was that when Max was home for that year in school, he had a presentation online. And this was the first time, Anushi, that Trevor and I were exposed to it. And he did the presentation. Everybody came on because, yes, my name is Max Murphy, and my pronouns are he, him, whatever. And Trevor and I looked at each other and was like, what the heck was that all about? And then Max, like, yeah, that happens all the time. That's what we do in university. So, like, it's there. And so, ever since that, Michelle and I have been like, okay, let's get on these pronouns now.
Trying
It's
to under We're still trying to understand it.
me too. I'm there with you trying to
We're
understand,
still
because
trying to understand, but we also think it's important for us to understand it without judgment, because this is where we are. And our children are still growing. They're involved. This is their world now,
But
and it's a part of their world. And we just need to understand what is happening.
they think it's absolutely normal.
It's normal for them,
And Trevor
yes.
and I are like, but that doesn't make sense. And they're going, listen, it makes sense. Forget it about it. You know,
It
it's
makes
like,
sense to them.
it does. I mean, they explain it to me all the time.
Easily.
There's some things I don't get, but we're going to have a jump on it, because on the boat, we're gonna have to stop having we're having to stop saying boys and girls. We just have to say students. We're gonna have gender neutral bathrooms very soon. I mean, I don't know when it's coming, but
It's
we have to
coming.
be
It's
prepared
coming. It's coming.
for it. And the boat just may leave us. If you don't want to jump on the boat, then that's
And
it.
just as you said that, you have no judgment with your students, us as parents, we have to ensure that we don't have any judgment, or we try not to, whether it's with our children or with their friends. You know what I mean?
Because we
So,
will model it for them, right? What they see
absolutely.
in us is
Yes,
how they
absolutely,
exactly,
absolutely.
exactly,
What do you
exactly.
think is the role of social media in all of the changes? Because I think everything is changing so
Yeah,
fast.
the world is getting so much smaller, right?
It's getting really smaller. Social media plays a role, but in your mind, how do you see it playing a role?
It's huge, and I think it can be destructive if we as parents don't monitor it.
It has to be managed.
It has to be managed.
Yeah.
You just don't know what they're, sometimes you don't know what they're watching. And you know, something I think, and I said to all my parents whenever I have consultations, I say the most important time for a parent to be there for a child is after school. Between the hours, unless they're engaged, once they're home, once they get home for the next 4 hours at their home, we must be present. That's the danger time that them just have anything to do. So if we can say now with COVID, we have this online virtual, we can work from home. Parents, get home. If you're picking their home, get home and work from home so that they know that somebody's watching.
So what you
Because
think? Yeah, what you think the biggest dangers that they're watching on social media are?
I don't even know if it's watching as much as it's communicating. Okay, darling. It's a communication and just listening and just peeping in. You know, I'm here. You know, because so many connections happen, and not just in Jamaica, around the world. Yeah. Our kids are communicating with people in Asia a lot, a whole heap of, you know, they're
But
very
here's a
interested
question
in.
though. When they're communicating and they're doing WhatsApp or they're texting,
Snapchatting, whatever,
Snapchatting, we don't know if they're,
You
because gone
don't
are
know.
the days where they're actually having actual
Conversation.
conversations. They're not having
Agree.
oral conversations. So we
Yeah.
can't even hear. And if you see them on the phone, you're not quite sure what exactly they're doing. Are they searching for something on Instagram? Are they, doing whatever, or are they actually talking to somebody?
Well, I always impress to my children that whatever you write down and
It
you,
stays
it
there
stays
forever.
there. Yeah. I don't think they get that though. They don't. I don't think that worries them as much as it worries us. They do not get it. That from grade 7 to grade 13, I really don't think they get that. They understand the seriousness of it, but it's because their whole life has been that. You know,
Yeah, they know
we
nothing
grew up,
else.
they don't know anything else. So they're like, chill, what's the big deal? Until it lick them and they're affected by it, they're not going to understand. But we can't monitor everything that they do, but being present. And you know, I remember when I used to go home and I couldn't be in my room, sit at the dining table. You must be at the dining table where it's open. That don't happen no more. Everybody in them room land the door locked. Yeah. And they're doing
So what
work.
I hear you saying then is, although we're in 2022, some of the old time things that we grew up on, we still need to be putting it in, instilling in our children certain habits. Although yes, they have cell phones, and you no longer have the phone on the table in the passageway, right? But they
They don't
come to
get
the
an
table,
encyclopedia.
encourage certain things that we did while we were growing up.
Yeah. Have
Yeah.
dinner together. Make sure, like, I know
Well,
it
try, try.
in our study, we make sure to put glass doors so we could see what is going on in there.
Exactly, because honestly, you don't know when clothes take off and picture take in, or you just
No,
don't
yeah.
know, right? So as much as we can have them in plain sight, no matter how old. So like I know when Zen gets a certain age, he's not gonna have a desk in his bedroom. He will not have a desk in his bedroom. He's either gonna be in a study where me and his dad have our desks, or he sits at the dining table, because I just don't know. You know,
I
I've
agree.
left him in the
Yeah.
room there. I can guarantee if I get up now and go in that room, the TV's on. He's
Yeah.
six.
Yeah.
The TV's on, and he's supposed to be studying for exams tomorrow. But
I
you know,
can't
we
get through
can't
this man having
monitor.
exams.
I know we
So some of
cannot
the
monitor
old-time
everything.
values, we have to just still keep them.
Absolutely.
And the kids have,
Absolutely.
and the kids really have to, and I'm sure you'll agree, they have to know themselves, right? And not get caught
Caught
up
up. Absolutely.
and try and instill in as much confidence in them as
So they know
possible.
who they are. I think that's the key, Nikki. I think that's the key when your child is confident, and it's so hard in today's
It's
day.
hard as
But
hell.
when they are confident as can be, that is, and you have to constantly reassure them, right? When they're confident, they don't want, we're hoping then that they won't want to be like the next person or the person they're seeing on social media. This is who I am, take it or leave it.
But as a parent, you know, it affects you.
It's
Like
hard,
when
of
your child is the
course.
one that doesn't get invited to the
Of
party,
course.
you feel bad.
If
Of
you
course.
do,
It's hard,
and then we
right?
overcompensate, which is not good.
Yeah.
Yeah, we
We
should
have to
just
find the balance.
find a balance.
Yeah.
So as you say, we have, as parents, we have to check ourselves too, you know?
Yeah. It never ends, and does some- it?
No, and it's only beginning.
It never ends. It never ends. But you know what? I mean, as a parent, I mean, Nikki and I, we're only two of your parents, but we're grateful to have you as that influence on our boys in particular. Because we're not with our kids all the time, right? And JP has been through your hands. Zacho is now with you. Max has gone through you. Kaylin is now with you. And the influence that you have on our boys is so important. And we reap the benefits of it as well.
Right.
Because there's so much that you know that we don't know. You know, that connection, your connection with them is such a different connection.
Of course. And we're grateful for that connection. And we will never have that connection.
Absolutely. Honest, absolutely. You know? Yeah. Because we're mom.
Right. Of course.
I know.
But as mom or as dad, how can we support our teenagers? Like, what you think is the most important thing that we can do to support them? Because sometimes, honestly, you just don't know.
There's no blueprint.
Yeah. I think it's hard to say, but a safe space for them to not feel like they're going to get in trouble. Okay. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I've already built that up in Zen. He's like, Mom, I'm not going to tell you because you're going to shout and behave like a crazy woman. I've already set that standard where he's afraid, which is not good.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Don't be crazy. Just always be cool. Be crazy in your head. I mean, sometimes you have to make them know so you're crazy though, you know?
True.
Because they need to know that there's crazy. But certain things we can't fly off about. Just sit and listen. Pinch your hand, squeeze your hand, whatever it is that you need to do. Do not react, you know? Not because they get called in or they're suspended or they're expelled. Listen to what they have to say. Because the truth is, girls, it's not every time that these kids get suspended or expelled that it's something that they were responsible for, right? Mm-hmm. There are times when in every school that something happens and you really have to look at it and assess the situation.
Mm-hmm.
And also, if they're being scolded at school, we can scold them at home, but they don't need everybody against them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's really hard to have everybody against you. So we can lead with a firm hand, but with love, you know?
I think what you say is true, is so true, is that you have to really listen. And was a learning process for me with Kaylin. Because sometimes when Kaylin first started in high school, I said, Kaylin, please don't argue with the teachers. Just right under the radar. You don't need to have this argument. And then I had to check myself, as you say, and say, why am I telling my child
to go under the radar?
Not to argue. If he believed in something,
right?
I said, but with respect, okay? You have to be respectful. That's all. Yeah.
But you know what? The listening is important. Yeah. And I think sometimes as parents, we kind of just want to fly off the handle. And I had a situation in the summer where Zacho had got caught up in something and I was like, and JP said to me, Mom, did you ask? And he gave me some question. I'm like, no, I didn't. And I really had to swallow. And I had to apologize to Zach because when he was trying to explain, I said, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. He goes, but I don't want to hear it. And JP said, but JP called me and he says, Mom, did you ask so-and-so? Did you? I'm like, I actually didn't. And when I asked, I really got a good explanation and I felt rotten after it. Let me tell you. I felt awful because I didn't stop to hear what he had to say. And truth be told, I know my child. And I should have allowed him to explain why it happened. And he had a great explanation. I really felt horrible. But the thing is, it happens. Mm-hmm. It happens. But I think when we can pull ourselves back and apologize, when we recognize that we should not have handled it in that particular way, that also builds our relationship with our children.
And you know what we do as parents, so, and I notice I've done it, is sometimes when we are embarrassed about a situation in front of either friends or whatever, we are even more angry. Mm-hmm. And it's like you have to prove that, you know, I'm going to, you know, go to your room or whatever it is because of our shame. And that's something that is very important that we do not do.
Yes.
You know, we should never shame them in front of people.
Oh, absolutely.
Don't shout. I mean, I'm saying this, I'm trying hard because I am like, get into your room before I, but it's not okay. You know, don't embarrass them in front of anybody. Even if they're wrong, just say, just go on. I'm going to come and talk to you. Try not to fly off the mat as much as, and then, you know, the guilt, the embarrassment, don't you, don't be embarrassed and then take it out. Or don't be upset because somebody else picked me is being rude and you take it out on your own child. Because you're just so fed up with that parent not correcting your child. So I go and show you how to correct. You know what I mean? And I've seen that with
For
parents
sure.
happen. My dad used to do that all the time, where he'd be fed up with his friends not correcting their kids. So he takes it out on us. And I'm like, dude, I never did anything. But I see it today with parents. I see it today.
Parenting is hard, but it is hard. But at the end of it though, it's very, very rewarding. And of course, you know, we couldn't do it without the support of a teacher like you. You know, we do it together, and that really makes the journey so much easier. So we can't thank you enough. And I mean, as a teacher myself, I know the influence that we have on our children, on our students, which is great. I still see some of my students 20 years later, 25 years later, and they'll tell me, Auntie Michelle, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I didn't even realize. Remember when? And I said, I didn't even realize that I had an impact on them at that time, at such a young age. Mm-hmm. But the influence of a teacher is remarkable.
It is definitely, because one teacher to another teacher makes such a big difference.
Yeah.
But let's leave it with one last question. If you could say anything to parents of teenagers now, what would you say?
Apart from just love them, no matter what they bring, just love them. I would say balance being a parent and being a friend. I think at a certain age, we should become... they should feel like we're their friends, not too early. There's a thin line. Yeah.
Mm-hmm, right.
But know when to be a parent and when to be a friend.
Absolutely.
That I think is very important.
And that's the balance there.
Yeah, that's great advice.
Yeah.
That's great advice.
Yeah.
Yeah, because parenting is a road for sure. It's a trip.
But I love it though. I wouldn't change the world.
I definitely wouldn't,
And I don't think it ever stops.
It never stops. It never stops.
Nope.
It never ever stops.
Not at all.
Thanks, Auntie Nushi.
Thank you so much. I'm grateful for your time.
And grateful, just grateful for you.
Yes.
Well, I'm grateful you've given me your sons to bring up, to be their school mommy.
Yes, of course. I love that.
Yeah, man.
Alrighty. Thank you. Alrighty.
Yeah, man, later.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of What the 50. Please show your love and encouragement by sharing, subscribing, and leaving a review wherever you're listening.
And don't forget to like and follow us on Instagram. And please join our active Facebook group at What.the50.